guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. A YouTube video posted earlier this week appears to show a virtual reality headset hooked up to a game where the sole objective is to squeeze an anime character's breasts. The experience is linked to a real-life set of foam breasts, while the game, if you can call it that, is just generally sad in a lonely adolescent way. The Daily Dot notes that the game does nothing to dispel the unfortunate stereotypes of gamers being basement-dwelling males with zero experience interacting with the opposite sex. The game is apparently called Booby Squeezing Simulator. There's an old saying, you have to fight fire with fire. A woman in Los Angeles is starting to take the same approach with lazy dog owners, except she's using poop instead of flames. Annie Pierce, a street artist and muralist, is so angry at her neighbors who let their canines defecate on her yard that she's posted a public warning to anyone who doesn't clean up after their pets. The cardboard sign she posted says that Pierce will, and I quote, personally follow you back to your home, wait until you get inside, pull down my pants, and take a huge dump on your doorstep and on the windshield of your car. The sign is posted at the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Sweetser Avenue in LA, and has gotten a lot of positive reaction from her neighbors. When authorities in a Chinese city realize that they're never going to be able to put a stop to texting while walking, they decided to go for minimizing the risk instead. So they set up a special lane for pedestrians who are hopelessly addicted to their mobile phones. The lane was created on Foreigner Street, a tourist hotspot in Qingdao. The sidewalk is basically divided into two halves, one labeled cell phone, walk at your own risk, and the other marked no cell phones. There are lots of elderly people and children in our street, and walking with your cell phone may cause unnecessary collisions here, said Nyong Ching, spokesperson for the district's property management company. She also hinted that the initiative was meant to be satirical, to highlight the dangers of texting and walking. In Massachusetts, police have arrested a man they say broke into a home and cooked himself a snack. Rockland police officers responded to a home at 1:40 a.m. Wednesday morning after getting a call from the homeowner. The homeowner woke up to a loud bang from the kitchen. When the resident went to investigate, he found an intruder cooking corn on the cob on the stove. He told the intruder to leave, and the two men briefly scuffled. Police finally arrested 69-year-old John Dalton and charged him with breaking and entering, with intent to commit a felony, and assault and battery. Police say Dalton, who was clearly intoxicated, forced his way inside the door.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.